In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Beloved, today we have heard the epistle in which the apostle tells us that we have to be one, one in mind, one in heart, and one that we have one baptism for the remission of sins. We have one God, the Father Almighty. We have to have love for another. Words, we have to have love for each other. There is no question about, we have to bear the each other's, we have to suffer each other with love. We have to have humility and meekness and long-suffering, all those things we are told. And we have to be as one body, with one spirit, and we have to be with one, absolutely one faith and one mind, my beloved. This is what the church is calling us for. But what do we see today? To my great sorrow, we see different things. We see that people are no longer of one mind and no longer one body, but that we are, everyone is for his own and thinking on his own, and not being able to carry the burdens of each other, not be able to have the love, not to feel the oneness of the body, and not having the same Father in heaven. We all have different interpretations of what our Lord had taught. We are not following the truth. And that's the saddest part. We're not following the truth. And because of that, the enemy is ripping us all apart and then separating one person from another. It happens in the members of the family. Many times the spouses are going different directions. Many times the children are going against the parents, and the parents are going against their children, because there is no oneness. There's no oneness of the mind anymore. And what kind of mind we have to have? You know, we have to have the mind of Christ. This is what kind of mind we have. We have to have the mind of the gospel and have the teachings of the church. Then we can be united together. Well, in today's gospel, we heard as the young man approaches the Lord and says, "Good teacher, what do I do to enter the kingdom of heaven?" And the Lord immediately said to him, "What do you call me good? The only one who is good is God." Now, he himself is the Creator. He himself is God. Yet he's teaching us the humility. That's what we have to understand. Don't ever consider yourself good. You know what happens? If I consider myself good, then I'm surely going to find that everybody else with me, around me, is not as good. And I'm prone to be judging everybody. And so, obviously, this is not the way to go. We cannot consider ourselves being good. The apostles understood that. They accepted the teachings of the Lord. All the saints have done that. And none of them considered themselves as being good. They all considered themselves as being sinners, and great sinners. And in fact, greater sinners than anybody. And that's why they didn't judge anybody. But they had the love. They had the love that they were able to bear the difficulties of the transgressors, and we do not judge them. We pray for them. We ask God to forgive them and send them, teach them, help them to bring them to the right path, to the path that will bring them to salvation. And the only way we have salvation, of course, is through Jesus Christ. It's through the gospel. It is by accepting the teachings of the gospel. But the Lord doesn't order us to do that. He says to us, "If you want to follow me, deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow me." Well, that means he's giving us a choice. If we want to, we will follow the Lord, and if we don't to, He's not forcing us to follow Him. Well, I hope that we have in our heart the want that we want to follow after the Lord, who had done such a thing for us, that He died for my sins and for your sins, and He suffered so much. Well, what else did He say to the young man? He said, well, follow the law, keep the law, what it says in the Old Testament, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not fornicate, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt honor your father and mother. And the young man said to him, well, I have done all those things since my childhood. And then the Lord says, well, and he says, what else do I need to do? And the Lord said to him, if you want to be perfect, then you sell whatever you have and give it away to the poor, and then you follow me. Well, the young man walked away. He was saddened because he was very rich and he didn't want to be letting go of all his wealth to give away and to follow after Christ. Unlike like the disciples, that they left everything, whatever they had, and they followed him. And the Lord said, it's so difficult for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of heaven. And the people said, well, who can be saved? And the Lord says, well, it's not possible for human beings. It's possible, though, with God, everything is possible. And so we have to recognize we cannot be saved on our own. We need God's assistance, God's help. Now, if we follow the teachings of the Lord, if we learn to humble ourselves, not consider oneself to be good, but consider others to be better, and having the humility, then you will be able to receive that supernatural help, which is grace of God, that will help you to grow spiritually and to be able to make it in the kingdom of heaven. My beloved, we have to recognize that we are not good. If the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, Son of God, God Himself, Creator of the whole universe, if that's what He didn't want a person to call Him good and said only God is good, how can we ever think that we are good? And so, you want to stop judging others? You want to stop getting mad at people? You want to start? You want to start to take things in long suffering and patience and love? You want to live according to the gospel? Well, don't consider yourself as being good, but consider others as being better. And then you will not fall into that anger fits and all that is, and judging. Because every time we get angry, we have judged first the person. We have went on our high horse, and then we felt that, well, obviously we know better, we are better, we understand better, and so on. And then so we judge, and then we get mad. Today, the worst thing is, as you know, what is happening, total demoralization. You know what is happening now is how many now, most of the children do not listen to their parents. This is a great tragedy because they will not listen, they will not accept the authority. And the parents are suffering, and the children are suffering. They don't even know it, but they're suffering. If they have not learned to love their parents and to listen to them, they will never be able to truly to love God and accept His commandments, because this is what He calls for, that the children have to obey their parents and respect their parents. But how can you respect the parents or love them if you don't listen to them, and if you think that you know it better? And that's what the world is all coming about now. Everybody thinks that he knows best with everybody else, and they don't need to be guided. And this is the tragedy of the world. That's the whole pride. It's the pride that is taken over, my beloved. We have to try to humble ourselves and to take lessons from our Lord. And again, not consider ourselves as being good, but consider everybody else as being better. And if you do that, and if you be honest in it, in your heart, then all of a sudden you will start to getting peace. The peace that the Lord will give you, and you will have the long suffering, the patience and the love for the everybody, and you will be able to truly have a little foretaste of the love that God is bestowing upon us, and the love that we will feel in the kingdom of heaven. That's what the saints have done. The saints have truly loved those who hated them, blessed those who cursed them, did the good to those who did them harm, and so on. And they lived according to the gospel. And that's what we are being called to live according to the gospel. May our Lord give us that wisdom and the grace to be able to fulfill those things that we should if we want to be with him in the kingdom of heaven, and to be able to truly not to tie our hearts to anything, any wealth on this earth, whether it's properties, whether it's money, whether it's fame, whether it's the talents, whatever it is, whether it's news, electronic, and so on. How do you know if you tied your heart to anything in this world? Well, when you're about to lose it, or you think you're threatened to lose it, and you start to ache in your heart that you're going to lose this or that and that, whether it's fame or whether it's glory, whatever it may be, you will suffer in your heart for losing it. You know that your heart was tied up to it. And that's a no-no for Orthodox Christians. We have to have our heart be tied up to our Lord and to heavenly dwellers and to heavens, not to this earth. And if we do that, then we'll eventually find the peace. We'll find the peace and we'll be able to truly spread the love. Because the love or to the Lord, first of all, and the love to our neighbor, second, amen.